Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Monday afternoon. Feels like summer in St. Louis today. Not quite as humid, though. We do appreciate that.
We totally do.
We're not quite to the, this is the official sounder. It has to be played. I think it's state law when it gets to a certain temperature.
It's so damn hot. Milk was a bad choice.
I love it because, you know, when the sun starts to go down, it does cool off very nicely.
And people are out walking and walking the dogs. I've seen my neighbors for the first time in months.
Yep, it's awesome. We will certainly enjoy the weather. A couple things that I wanted to point out here just briefly. Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, the Rust armorer who was found guilty for her role in the shooting that took place on the set of that movie, was sentenced today, 18 months in prison by a New Mexico district court judge. So she was convicted in March in connection with the death of Helena Hutchins, who was the director. 18 months was the maximum. Prosecutors had argued in court for her to receive the full sentence because of her recklessness, and she got lectured by that judge. Today, I guess the question that Fred had is, you know, what does this mean for Alec Baldwin? I don't really know. He says he never pulled the trigger. He was indicted by a grand jury for involuntary manslaughter. His charges have kind of gone back and forth. So it is going to be interesting. I just would expect that Alec Baldwin's not going to be convicted of anything. But who knows?
I don't know. I mean, I thought that. And then when they withdrew charges, you thought, well, that's that. But then that they refiled makes you think, well, maybe? I don't know.
I just don't see it happening.
Yeah, I don't either. Did anyone watch the Billy Joel concert last night on CBS?
No, I didn't even know it was on.
I knew it was on because I had seen a lot of the promos when I was watching the Masters, et cetera. And I wanted to watch it, especially because our friend Mike Del Judas is in Billy's band. I didn't. I'd forgotten. Now, it's on Paramount Plus, and you can stream it. But do you know what happened at the end of the concert?
Yeah, you've got some sound
in the Masters went a little long, right?
Okay.
So he's in the middle of Piano Man, right? He's doing Piano Man, biggest song, right? Everyone's singing along. They're lighting up their lighters in their cell phones. And then this happens.
Live from CBS 4, this is your news now.
Yeah, they just cut it off.
It was a Masters update that they came in with?
No, the Masters was actually delayed the broadcast of the Billy Joel concert, right?
Okay. So they were putting on whatever was coming up next?
The news just kicked in. It was time for the news. And it just so this is what CBS says. A network timing error ended last night's Billy Joel special approximately 2 minutes early in the Eastern and Central time zones. We apologize to Mr. Joel's fans and our affiliated stations and our audience whose viewing experience was interrupted during the last song due to the overwhelming demand from his legion of fans. Billy Joel, the 100th live at Madison Square Garden, will be rebroadcast on April 19th at 8 p.m. And you can see it on Paramount Plus as well. Now, I had this story. Let's see if I can find it. I might have lost it. There was a guy, you know, you heard the beginning of the news broadcast there, right? Because newscast started. And there was one guy who was a newscaster that said, oh, yeah, this guy. Well, it was Rex Smith. He said, I apologize to the people who were enjoying Billy Joel singing on TV and then all of a sudden who had to see my face. I'd have picked Billy Joel over me, too. I'm not even the Rex Smith who was the famous singer-actor. So he tweeted out very comedically. So that would throw people off, though. It's like the biggest song, and all of a sudden they cut it off. And then, musically, I have to do this here this afternoon as well because we got some tickets to give away. Aerosmith is coming back to St. Louis Enterprise Center October 14th. And we have tickets each and every day this week at different times when we ask for an appropriate caller. Now, tickets went on sale Friday for this, so we'll do caller number 4. This is actually caller number 18. We don't want to make Abby work that hard.
No.
Oh, my goodness. Let's just do caller number 4 on the contest line here this afternoon. 314-241-9797. 314-241-9797. If you're caller number 4, you're going to win a pair of tickets for Billy Joel. And we'll have more to give away later this week. I have a couple of interesting tidbits that are going to get a reaction from this team in here, from people who are listening this afternoon. I can all but guarantee you that. And that's coming up here shortly after Sue's News, after I stop Aerosmith. I got to do that as well.
Sure,
here we go.
Sure.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News, sponsored by Mr. Appliance, speedy expert service, MrAppliance.com.
I almost guarantee you that somebody will call and say, did I win the Billy Joel tickets?
Yeah.
Who's with me on that?
Oh, yeah.
Somebody? I think somebody will. By the way, it is Aerosmith. What?
They will do that. No, they
I mean, that's almost guaranteed.
I'll go a step further.
What have you got?
They will say, what did I win?
Yes.
They do it all the time. Right. People will call, they'll hear the numbers. Wait a second. And then they'll get through and say, what did I win? I always try to emphasize, you know, if you want to go to the show or if you think you're going to go to the show, right?
Yes. All right, I'm sending out a tweet of an accident eastbound 6440 approaching 270. Okay, the Masters. My favorite part of the Masters I watched on YouTube this morning, and that's when the old school guys do their drives off the tee. So I got to see Gary Player, who is 88.
Yeah, like
he
the ceremonial start the other morning.
Yes.
Right.
And Jack Nicklaus, who I always love, and he's kind of in his lower 80s. And then they've added Tom Watson, who's in his 70s. He's just a spring chicken, Fred.
Wow.
But that's my favorite part, is watching them. And then I'm done. Yeah, okay.
Well, I cannot even believe that I did not watch the closing round, but I have a relatively good excuse, and I'll explain that in that segment that I was referring to.
I wish you'd promote that, because I haven't heard anything about it.
Yeah, have you,
Fred?
Do you have any guesses, by the way?
Well, no.
You guys, you think I'm, like, not... I don't think I'm... setting
you
expectations
too high. You
think
you're not overselling?
No.
Okay, that's
what
you're
thinking.
I think you will agree.
I think you might agree that I'm not overselling on this one, so we'll see.
Okay.
Can we guess?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Fred. What do you think it is?
I think you were like in a 6-hour sporting event for Alexa.
No.
And couldn't get out.
No.
Oh.
Nah.
That's a good guess.
Nah. No.
No?
Don't guess anymore.
Okay. Oh, that means
the
it's close.
Reveal's coming
this
up.
Is close, Fred. Nice job. On this day in history, 69 years ago in 1955, no music, because it was Ray Kroc who opened the first McDonald's restaurant in Des Plaines, Illinois.
Des Plaines.
Thank you. Des Plaines?
Well, it's Des Plaines.
Okay,
I live not too far from there, from Des Plaines, Illinois.
From Des Plaines,
right.
Illinois.
Yeah.
That was 69 years ago. That's how old McDonald's is.
Did you ever see the movie?
I was going to ask you if you had seen that. Ray Kroc originally sold milkshake machines, right? And then he kind of grabbed McDonald's out from under the McDonald Brothers
kinda
restaurants
stole it,
and stole in Southern California.
69 years ago?
Uh-huh.
So what year was that?
1955.
Wow, I thought it would be older.
I know.
Well, you know, in Des Plaines, there is, and I don't know what it looks like today, but you used to be able to drive by the original McDonald's, and it would have the old school signs and everything like that. So there's a great song. I love Mark Knopfler. He has some music coming out, of course. He of Dire Straits fame. He's got a song that came out, I don't know, 10, 14 years ago called Boom Like That, which is about Ray Kroc. Listen to the song. It's a really good song.
Did you see the movie, Mark?
Yes.
It was called The Founder with Michael Keaton.
I thought it was very good. It's a bit of a narrow storytelling. I don't know how you... It's not like a biopic of Ray Kroc, but I thought it was really... That story is fascinating. And, you know, the story of the brothers, they get into that movie quite a bit.
Yeah, okay, that's interesting.
And what they were all about and how Ray Kroc kind of got, you know, interested in all that. He was in that movie, by the way, starts right here in Missouri.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
I think it starts in St. Charles. Oh, I could be mistaken about that, because he's driving around selling
milkshake
machines to fast food restaurants. So, yeah, I'm pretty sure they started right here.
Huh. It is tax day. Who has sent theirs in? Fred, have yours been in forever?
Yep, and got the, you know, money back already.
Oh, of course you did. What about you, Mark?
I file an extension. I tend to file an extension, and
that's
I filed
right.
an extension.
At least you did it today. What does your ancient tax man say? Is he all right with doing that?
He is. He's live John is 87 years old. Here's what when I checked in with him a few weeks ago, just because, you know, and I do chat with him, you know, over the course of the year, but I said to him, I said, hey, I just want to make sure you're still working this year. He goes, yeah, I just signed a 15-year lease. But he's 87 years old.
I love
and
that
you
he
would
does
think,
that.
Gee, you know, I mentioned this the other day, that Kenny Wallace is someone like this in my life. Jeff Drew, my friend who I played golf with on Friday, and then John Brandvine, my accountant. He's a very positive influence yes. type of person. And you know, it was interesting. I had to share some news with John recently that wasn't the most positive. And he told me that he used to be more type A back in the day, and he said he read Norman Vincent Peale's book, The Power of Positive Thinking, and he's a very philosophical dude.
I love that.
And he and I'm going to have to give him credit, he believes that his health and living to where he is credited
directly
to the
related
mental
to
outlook that he has.
100% agree.
I cannot challenge that, Sue.
I cannot either. Abby, your taxes in?
Yep, I did them last week, so that was a win for me.
I owed the state of Missouri like I always do, and that just drives me nuts.
You know what bothers me is that it's on this day that I always think, oh, I sure hope my sons file their taxes. It's like I'm going to send that text pretty soon.
Oh, that's so
did you
funny.
Guys file your taxes?
Oh, that's funny. Well, it's a little late, Fred. You
I
should
know,
get them to them
I
early.
Know, I know. That's why I feel bad.
I file my U.S. one so that I can get that refund to try to cover the state. And this year it didn't work out. I was happy. 43% of Americans say they spend more time avoiding doing their taxes than it would take to just get them done and out of the way.
I'm confused because weren't we told that the whole thing was simplifying? It's just basically on a postcard.
Oh,
you don't have to do any work.
Who believes that?
It's a bunch of nonsense.
It is a bunch of nonsense. The tax code
is so unbelievably complicated. And the reason that I have to file an extension is because I still have some Schedule C stuff that I take. Not necessarily for me as much as my wife because she does some independent contracting. So there are deductions, expenses,
sure.
and things that are legitimate that are,
you know,
that are taken.
But you know how it's easy taxes? It's probably Abby. They're really good for a while until anything complex happens.
Yeah, I always say eventually it'll get too complex for me to want to do my own, and I'll just start paying someone. But we haven't gotten there yet.
Of course not. So, you got the EZ form, right?
Yeah,
boom.
Pretty
oh,
much.
I'm jealous. Blah, blah, blah. The average person spends 8 hours a year. I was going to say a day. The average person spends 8 hours a year stressing over their taxes. And according to the IRS, it has already received over 100 million tax returns that people filed ahead of time. So that's pretty impressive. All right. They've got a biopic on Chris Farley in the works. And I kind of wondered when that was going to happen. It'll be directed by Josh, G-A-D. How do I say that,
Josh
Mark?
Josh
Gad.
Josh Gad is Olaf.
Who plays Olaf in the Snowman in the Frozen movies. Okay.
Very funny guy.
Paul Walter Hauser will star.
He's great, too. Paul Walter Hauser is the guy that played the
Cobra
Olympic
Kai.
Bomber, Richard Jewell, in Clint Eastwood's movie. Was he in Cobra Kai as well?
He was in Cobra Kai as Raymond Stingray Porter. Anyone?
I don't think I watched that season of Cobra Kai.
Okay.
He's good, though. Really good.
Oh, that's going to be good. He's also a budding pro wrestler who's made appearances on the WWE and the AEW.
I mean, Farley was amazing. He was just incredible. I was exposed to a lot of folks who were huge fans because he was from Wisconsin when I was
in
Milwaukee.
Right.
Chris Farley was beloved. I think he went to Marquette. I don't think he graduated. I might be wrong
about
that. I don't
know, but he did go there.
I mean, I'll watch Tommy Boy any day of the week when it's on. I really will.
And I like to hear Chris, what's it? Who's got the podcast with Dana Carvey? David Spade.
Yeah,
I like
David
to
Spade
hear those two talk
Tommy
about
Boy,
him.
Yeah. Do you ever see Tommy Boy, Abby?
I think I have seen chunks of it,
no,
but not
fair.
The whole thing at once.
People are already Googling where they'd like to go on vacation this summer. Cancun went down in popularity. It was number one last year. Here is the list. Number 10, Athens. Number 9, Seattle. Number 8 is Vegas, Mark's home away from home. Number 7 is Orlando.
Hold on a second.
Uh-huh.
What was the first one you said?
I haven't
Athens?
Gotten to number one
no,
yet.
But 10.
Yeah, number 10 is Athens.
You're telling me that Athens is just a spot away, two spots away from Vegas in our,
that is
in our
correct.
United States travel
correct.
Goals.
That, by the way, Barcelona
what?
Was number 13.
Okay, this makes no sense.
Let's see. Vegas, number 7, Orlando. 6 is Cancun now. New York is 5. 4 is Rome. 3 is Tokyo, which made a jump. I found that interesting. Number two, Paris. And, of course, number one, where is it? Anyone? Anyone?
London?
That is correct. Nice job, Abby. Number one, that's where the peoples are going in America. We're Googling about London.
I think I'm confused. And this is my brain. You're talking Athens in Greece, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Athens,
Georgia. I thought you meant Athens, Georgia for a second. Well, that's why I was so confused.
Yeah. I didn't even understand that that was the problem. Otherwise, I would have said something.
I'm sorry.
No.
My
no one's going
scrambled.
To Athens, Georgia. I don't even know people. Everyone knows there's an Athens, Georgia.
Thank you, Sue.
Yes.
Was I the only one confused on that? Uh-huh. Maybe I was. I did you say
probably.
Athens, Greece, or did you
no,
say Athens?
No, because I think that's in.
Most people accept
insinuated
the fact
in that.
You're right.
No one's going to
might
Athens,
accept that.
Georgia. Sue's News is brought to you by Mr. Appliance. Speedy Expert Service. Isn't that where REM is from or formed?
Oh.
I believe so.
Yeah, I think so.
It was London, England.
Thank you, Fred.
London, Ontario.
Right. Well, you know, we have Lebanon, Missouri, and stuff like that.
And it is Des Plaines.
Right, exactly.
Sue's News brought to you by Mr. Appliance. Speedy Expert Service. They're great. Go to MrAppliance.com. Finally, in Sue's News, we have today's random fact. I kind of love this. Steven Spielberg bought the rights to Jurassic Park just a few hours before James Cameron tried to get them.
Ooh.
And Cameron said if he'd made the movie, it would have been, quote, nastier, much nastier.
Mm.
And that's it for Sue's News.
We just rewatched the first Jurassic Park, and then we watched Jurassic World over this past weekend. And, you know, the first Jurassic Park, I think, pretty family-oriented, even though it was a little scary. Anyway, thank you, Sue. There was something else that I was going to comment in on that, but I think I just forgot just because my brain is so scrambled. Did I mention I have a couple things to share?
What?
Which may have
that.
Scrambled
have you...
my brain just a little bit. I'll explain coming up here.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I was just kidding. I don't have any stories at all. I was just going to see if you guys were going to pay attention.
Oh, my
right?
gosh.
All right. So yesterday, I love my daughter really got attached to fishing several years ago. And when my dad had an 80th birthday party two summers ago, they had this pond where they live up in Chicago. And she's casting the rod, and then I got her a fishing rod for either Christmas or her birthday. I can't remember. So she really demands to go fishing because she loves it. So my good friend and my fishing, this is actually my original fishing mentor, Kevin Yeager. This is where I hunt in Howard County near Fayette and Harrisburg. And I told Kevin, I said, hey, the little princess wants to fish, so can we come up? And he said, yeah, this is a good – he's going to New Zealand soon, so he's like, this is a good weekend. Plus, it was so warm. So we get out there on the ponds, and we're fishing and doing stuff. Now, the property that he has right now is very, very near – his home where he grew up in his mom and dad's house, which is, you know, we have property. He's got this big farm, and then we lease a big portion of land so then people don't get in on there. And then his mom and dad's property. So we always go up to the house where his mom and dad live. That's where we used to have deer camp. And it's a farm, so they have animals. There's emus out there.
Oh, nice.
There sometimes is a donkey. There was a turkey. I can show you this video of this turkey. This turkey was trying to attack me yesterday. That was very good. That was a very good turkey.
Thank you very much.
The turkey was extremely aggressive.
I looked for the sound effect.
Yeah,
that was
Sue,
really good.
Who Kevin's mom, Sue, called him Turk, and she gave me a broomstick, literally gave me a broomstick.
He was
and said,
after you?
Yeah, for whatever reason, he didn't like me at all. He never went after my daughter, but he did not like me. Maybe that's just good instinct. So there's animals around, and she starts to hold a bunny rabbit, a little six-week-old bunny rabbit. Well, guess where that bunny rabbit is right now?
At home.
Oh, no.
Really?
We have added to the Reardon family. We have a little baby bunny named Oreo.
Oh, well, that's pretty sweet.
She woke up this morning. She said, I cannot believe that I have a baby bunny. And I said, I can't believe that I went for it. I really can't. Now, this is the same guy. I got to tell you this. In 2008.
Oh, I kind of love this.
Do you have a photo?
I do. I have lots of photos. We'll post some. There's a reason I haven't posted this yet because I wanted to surprise you. By the way, I haven't gotten to the good story. You think this is the story. It's not the story. So just hang in there a second, right? So I went. Hey, look, we were talking about a guinea pig back in the fall, and I wanted to avoid the guinea pig.
Yeah.
And she said something about a bunny. I'm like, eh. And then I just got hooked in. But this is my friend who in 2008, I went to a Mizzou game. They were playing Oklahoma State. I remember this very well because in the aftermath of that event, Fred, we had T. Boone Pickens on the show, who was a big, you know, magnet. He died a few years ago, but T. Boone Pickens was in the energy oil industry.
Oh,
and then he kind of got into renewables as well, and he was worth a lot of money. Well, one time I went, it was that morning of the Oklahoma State game, and we're on Kevin's property, and there's lab puppies there. And there was a purebred black lab, three of them, but there was one that had a little white spot on it. And people didn't want that dog because
Seriously?
It had some white, even though it was purebred lab. So Kevin, he totally set me up. He goes, well, you can just have that one. So my boys were really young. In fact, I'm sure Aiden was probably 10 years old at the time when this happened. If I did the math, that right around then. So we go home that night that next morning, actually, we went back and got the puppy. We named him Chase after Chase Daniel. That's what T. Boone Pickens, I told him that story. He goes, well, you should have named him Boone. I thought that was kind of funny. So I have, thanks to my friend Jeannie Sullivan from Pet Supplies Plus, we got a little hutch that we got today.
I
got
love
the setup
this.
And everything like that. Now, what we were coming on the heels of is on Saturday night, because it was my birthday, you guys remember it was my birthday, and my sons checked in with me, which is not necessarily a given. Right. The one who's in Columbia is pretty good. But I've gone for couple of years where it's almost like a personal challenge. And he gets it in there at like 11 o'clock at night, the son in Houston. All of a sudden, I'm like, you know what? He's going to forget. And then all of a sudden, I tell his brother, I'm like, don't tell him it's my birthday. Let's just see what happens. So he called and he FaceTimed with us and he told us that Alexa's going to be an aunt.
Oh,
yes, that's the news this afternoon. Now, I don't want to, that means something for me. Sue realized it. Fred realized it.
Yeah.
I don't want to mention that word.
No. All
Can
right.
We not,
okay.
I don't want to talk
you know
about
what?
That
I'm
word.
I'm going to say something to you. My brother is one and really loves it.
Here's what's funny.
He's
so you'll love
you.
This. On Saturday afternoon, I was texting with three lovely ladies who used to work for me. And you know one of them, Ann Steffens.
I do.
And there's a woman, I always consider these girls because when they worked for me, they were a couple of them were in college, right? So Sarah Hill is this young woman who's extremely successful, who was an anchor in Columbia, Missouri. She went on to do some consulting. And I haven't seen her in a long time, and I haven't seen Ann in a while. And there's another young woman named Deirdre Fitzpatrick, who's an anchor at, I think it's KCRA in Sacramento, California. So we've been trying to get together on a Zoom call for a while because we don't get to see one another. So they were wishing me a happy birthday on Saturday.
Can we say something here? Congratulations.
I know, but this story plays into it. Okay,
hold on. All right, I'm trying to be patient
so,
with
I know,
this story.
But, so I'm texting with them. I was going to kind of pull up the text string here.
You can come up with a name like something else, you know? Paw.
Yeah, we don't want to call it Grandpa. Right.
you can be like Mar-Mar.
I can't find the text. But basically, Sarah and Deirdre, they both have Teslas, right? So they're talking about their Teslas, and I said something like this. I said, well, I have a 400 horsepower gas guzzler that cancels out those Teslas. And then I said, I turned 59 today, and Sarah Hill had mentioned that she's going to be a grandma.
Yeah.
So I actually type out, I turned 59 today, but I'm still not a grandpa.
Oh.
3 hours after that, I get the call from my son, and I had to text those ladies and say, this is your fault. I blame you for this.
Oh, my
because
goodness.
Look what happened. So, look, he's not married. They've been together for about 2.5 years. They're both in the restaurant business down there. Natalie is a sous chef. Mm-hmm. And, you know,
they work some crazy hours.
In true Evan Reardon fashion, this was not planned. I will tell you that. Mm. That did not shock me whatsoever. But in a weird way, and Sue and Fred have a better perspective on this perhaps than most people because you've heard me, you know, tell stories off the air about my kids. Look, I'm just going to say this, and I would tell him this too, by the way. Maybe I will. I can make a strong case for my son who's about to be 27 years old not being able to take care of himself, let alone the baby. But in a weird way,
I think it'll mature him.
I think it will. And I'm good with this. And he had a big smile on his face.
Oh,
and,
good.
You know, they've obviously, they've known for a while. She's 4 months right now, but she said she's anemic. So they were being very careful with telling people.
Sure.
And they're due on September 9th. So we have another, I have a niece who's due at the end of August. So now this is going to be a bit of a, race for the great grandparent for my mom and dad because they don't have any great grandchildren yet. This will be the first two.
Well, congratulations to everybody and to you.
But
Paw.
The first person that calls me the word that starts with G, I may end up in jail for assault or
this
something like that.
This is just your mental block, and there's no reason for it to be there. This is a happy occasion.
My grandfather, Grandpa Frank Lehman, my mom's grandfather, was one of the most important people in my life.
See?
Okay, and my grandparents helped raise me when I was younger, and I have these fond memories from when I was a kid. It was like he was a janitor at our church, our Lutheran school and church, Fred. And I would go, it was the first money I ever made when I was, you know, I don't know, probably my daughter's age. I would go clean the school and the church. And we'd go to this place in the neighborhood called Bringer Inn. They'd go there for lunch. And my grandpa put, I don't know why he did this, but he'd put salt in beer. Did you see everybody do that?
Oh, no, yeah.
Why?
My parents did that all the time. It would cause bubbles to come up.
Yeah.
Right.
So I thought that was cool, but I would do that with my soda or something like that. My grandpa actually gave me, I remember this, like if you did this today, you'd probably be, you know, arrested in jail, but he would give me like a little beer and a shot glass or something like that. That was,
you,
and again, don't do that to your kids.
I was going to say, you don't have to feed this child beer, but you could be like your grandparents were to you.
That's
this
my
is
point.
Your opportunity. This is wonderful.
I do think that I'd be a damn good.
Yes. We can call you something else.
Right. Please do.
Yes.
Well, Becky's really struggling. Look, my wife's only 45 years old. So, you know, she, and she helped raise these boys.
Well,
she's not their mother biologically,
still.
But she's already talking about, you know, maybe another name. One of the reasons I'm not panicked about this, and I think this is important, and I didn't have as much of this certainly with Alexa when she came along 9 years ago because we don't really have family here, and my wife's aunt lives here now. But Natalie, his girlfriend, has a lot of family down there in Houston. She's actually Hispanic family,
mm-hmm.
and they're great. I've seen some videos around the holidays where they're playing games and just having a great
this
time.
Is
so
wonderful.
I think he's going to have a ton of support. But let me tell you, I did not have becoming a grandfather and taking a bunny home on my bingo card this weekend, ladies and gentlemen. I will tell you that. Now, I got myself into that second part. There's no doubt about that. Had nothing to do with
Mark,
what happened in Houston.
This is great. Congratulations. And somebody, somebody on one of our feeds said, Mark, grandchildren are the best, and it's an entirely different kind of love.
Right, because you can give them back. Right?
Uh-huh.
Here, you take them. So we don't know. There's going to be, I was told, a week from today, so I'll keep you posted on this, gender reveal.
Okay,
now,
I was
confused
by that.
They're going to do the
like
envelope
the
is handed to a friend, and Natalie's not going to know, and Evan's not going to know.
Okay.
I told them, I said, don't blow something up so I have to talk about you on the show or anything like that. But I was also a little confused by that whole concept because I'm under the impression that you don't do that until like 4 or 5 or 6 years old where you decide your gender, right?
See,
that doesn't make any sense.
Why do we have to ruin that? See, that was a perfectly nice, normal thing.
Well, I'm just happy that you're here at work today because I figured, you know, as soon as you found out you were going to be the G word.
Oh, that I have a heart attack?
Well, no, that you would call in sick the next day for like some, you know, what, weeks mental, on end? Emotional problem. Yeah,
well, no, I think
this is
great.
It wasn't out of the question, Fred, but I think the bunny and so that's why I was going to kind of round this back to the, I swear to God, this is true. I'm the biggest professional golf fan. You know, I played on Friday. I watched the Masters Friday night, Saturday, and then Sunday we got up right away. We went to Columbia, to Howard County, north of Columbia. We fish, we get back, we've got the bunny, and then we're trying to sell the bunny. And 8:30 last night, my wife called because she's still out of town. She's going to come back this week. And she said, hey, did you watch the Masters? And I said, I completely
forgot
about the Masters. I mean,
that's
not
what
an exaggeration,
do, isn't it, Fred?
I spaced it. That's exactly right.
How is the bunny getting along with your other pets?
So far, so good. We've keeping them a little
separated,
isolated. But
yeah.
Olaf, my little terrier, loves the bunny.
Oh, that's
loves
adorable.
And the bunny's name, it's black and white. I'll post some pictures. Oreo.
That's so sweet.
Yeah.
I'm kind of overwhelmed.
I know.
I don't have anything to do with
did
it.
Did I undersell the second part?
No,
of
you
no,
did.
Thank
not,
you very much.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Monday afternoon, conversation with Frank Cusimano from KSDK. There was a lot of sports over the weekend. I don't even know where you want to start. It's a bit of a roulette wheel. How are you, Frank?
Good to be with you, Grandpa Reardon.
Yes, how about that news? You've got that already going for you, don't you?
I got a 1.5 and a 6 month. And it's crazy. And I always say that my wife, Monique, is a grandmother, but I'm really not a grandfather.
Yeah.
She's too old.
Well, it was a little shocking, but I'm embracing it. I think it's a good thing overall. The Blues are out of the playoffs, though, aren't they, Frank? They kind of hung in there till the end, but just couldn't get it done.
Yeah. And, you know, when you look back on this season and when you like look at stats and you see five guys scored 25 or more goals, both goaltenders had a save percentage over 91, yet a defenseman who led the league in block shots. What the heck? You're not one of the 16 teams in the playoffs? It is kind of strange, but when you look back on it, you lose to the worst team in hockey, San Jose. You go 0-3 against them. Just imagine if you add 6 points, what your postseason situation would look like now.
Yeah, because they lost at home. They got shut out 4-0, and then they lost to them again, right, in the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, they lost all three games to the worst team in hockey.
Yeah. Well, a lot to build on, I guess, is what we would say. How about the Cardinals right now? They lost this series over the weekend. They're in Oakland, I guess, tonight, a couple of years away from going to Las Vegas, I suppose. But they still are leaving too many runners on base, Frank.
Yeah, it was brutal on Saturday and wasn't much better on Sunday, especially in the second inning. And, Mark, I don't want to hear any more excuses about how, boy, they've had to overcome a lot of injuries. Man, their schedule is so tough. Bill Parcells said it. You are your record. They are in last place. They are 7-9. It's still early. I will say that. But, they're just not hitting. If you look at the metrics, like base on-base percentage, batting average, home runs, they're like 23 through 30. The only team that's consistently worse in every offensive category, the Oakland A's, who they play tonight.
Well, we'll see what happens. That was a bit of a disappointment. Obviously, you know, it was not a terrible start in the first couple of weeks. You go into Arizona, you take that first game, and then they just couldn't get it done. SC City won over the weekend, though, didn't they?
Yeah, stop the presses. They actually scored a goal, and they won a game. It was March 2nd, I think, was their last victory. But because, you know, those ties, most of these games have been ties, not losses. They're picking up a point. There's still plenty of time left. I mean, how about this? Roman Berkey had as many saves yesterday in a shutout than you and I had. He didn't make any saves, and they won 1-0. That gives you an idea of just how relentless their defenders and their whole team was. They're a very talented team. They're well-coached. I think they're going to be fine.
Battlehawks. You know, I didn't cover that last week, but the Battlehawks off to a pretty good start, aren't they?
They are a 64-yard field goal away from being 3-0. And you know, Mark, in the NFL, you win championships if you have the best quarterback. And they may have the best quarterback in this A.J. McCarron, who was so efficient yesterday, 19-27. He rushed for a touchdown. I mean, we are talking about a guy who won two national championships at Alabama, who was second in the Heisman Trophy balloting. He's a really good player. I had a Battlehawks executive tell me today that he is looking at tape at 8 a.m. before practice, and he's in the building after practice till 11 o'clock looking at tape. That's how dedicated he is. He is a real asset to this franchise.
No, I'm not going to question whether or not that dedication is focused on his current team, but shouldn't or isn't some of the motivation perhaps getting another sniff in the NFL?
Well, it's interesting because, Mark, he was in the NFL for a big chunk of the season last year as a backup with the Bengals. I think he really likes – and look, if he had a chance to be a full-time starter in the NFL, you know, you'd see the Battlehawks in his rearview mirror right away. But I think he does like this UFL thing, and I think he said he'd like to coach in it one day. And, you know, this is a guy – if you've been a star ever since you were 16 years old, and then from age like 22 to 29, you're a backup, and you have a chance to be a star again, you're going to embrace it and cross every T and dot every I. And he's working like he's trying to win, you know, like national championships back at Alabama.
Awesome. Oh, Frank, have a good weekend, and we will talk on Friday afternoon.
Sounds good, Mark. Thank you.
As the Cardinals return next weekend, we'll come back here in the 5 o'clock hour. Haven't even gotten to the Trump hush money trial in New York City. They're trying to pick a jury for that. Can they do so fairly? Brad Young, our legal analyst with Harris Dow Fisher & Young, is going to join us. Steve Malloy, who is awesome on some of the climate change stuff, is joining us at 5:25. And we'll get a little bit of a Masters wrap-up with Dan Reardon. Didn't mention that with Frank because I knew Dan was coming up. That's coming up right before Audio Cut of the Day.
Get more at 971talk.com. Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.